Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I got many text messages yesterday after you talked about the NFL today and then re-signing here and CBS Sports Network. And so, like, if I got 10 text messages, you got, what, 1,000 text messages?
I got a lot, yes. I did get a lot. And, you know, I got one from Al.
Oh, did you?
Yes, Al sent me one, but I will tell you that it was a 50-50 split between funeral and celebration. So the radio people in my life were all
celebrating the fact. Thank you.
All right. Celebrating the fact that we were extending, or I was extending myself here.
Right.
And for the foreseeable future, and that we would be on CBS Sports Network. The TV people who must have been reading headlines and not hearing what I said yesterday were all like, you know, it was a funeral. And, oh, my God, I can't believe they're doing this, and I'm going to stop watching. I'm like, guys, this is something that's okay with me. I'm fine.
Yes.
And, like I said, I get my weekends back, and I haven't had weekends in, like, 40 years in the fall. So it's actually a nice thing for me to have a break. But the funniest one was James Brown, and I don't think he meant to be funny. So he leaves me a voicemail message, right?
Yeah.
And JB is very soft-spoken, and you know, when he leaves you a voicemail, it's very emotional, and it speaks to his heart. And he was in the middle of writing two eulogies that he was delivering for friends of his that passed away. And the way that he left the voicemail, it sounded like it was a eulogy for me. And I was like,
and Phil, because of two, right?
Yes, exactly. I guess we're the two eulogies he's writing for. And I was like, I left him a voicemail, but message back saying, JB, it's not a funeral. It's okay. I said, there's no animosity. There's no, malice or any of that stuff involved with me anyway. You know, I can't speak for other people, but involving me. And it was very funny. I mean, it just goes to show you just how different everything is. You know, like the Ray Martels, the Rich Ackermans, Amy, and everybody else that is in radio, loves radio.
Yeah.
You know, saw the extension as like, congratulations, that's great. And then the people that are in TV, from my friend Scott Van Pelt at ESPN, sure, and everybody else, you know, sending me great messages, but like my life is not ending. I'm going to be here every day.
Well, it does show you that people do care. And
no, they do. They do.
And too many people have your phone number. That's the other thing.
But also, I got a lot of emails, a lot of support on X, and it was very nice for everybody to do what they did. But I'm okay. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here.
Yeah.
And I'll be more than happy. And when we get to football season, to be talking about football like we always do. And
a little more energized.
And a lot more energized, yes.
Which is going to be
So like great. I was saying yesterday, people don't understand that the NFL today is a 12-hour Sunday. You get there at 8 o'clock in the morning. You get out at 8 o'clock at night. And it's like you develop friendships, and it's a family, and they treat it like that. And Sean McManus left an incredible culture for David Burson to inherit. And it's, you know, it's all the people. It's not just the people in front of the camera, but the amount of people behind the camera that make it so much fun and made it so enjoyable for all of us that worked on it. And the the ball busting, the ribbing, all the crap that goes on behind the scenes, watching games with Coach Cower and Phil and Nate and guys screaming back and forth about coaching decisions. I mean, that's the stuff you're going to miss, or I'll miss. But at the end of the day, I'll be able to wake up on a Saturday morning in October and go play golf.
Yes, that is right. Yeah,
which I'm looking forward to.
Right. And a Sunday morning now.
Yeah, and plus I'll be able to go to a couple games and... Believe me, Patrick Winter's already reached out. Oh. Which game you want to go to? And then I got a couple of really nice text messages from some very surprising people.
Can you share?
I think I can give one out because it was very nice. And it just came out of nowhere, and it was Christopher Johnson.
Oh wow!
Because I love you on the radio, but I really loved you on Sundays.
Wow!
You know, so that was really nice. And
yes.
And other people within the, you know, Brian Daboll, people like that, you know, that had been reading stuff.
Coach.
Yes, yeah, so.
Big Daddy reaching out.
Right, but I like I said back to him, I said, look, I got weekends off for the first time in 40 years, Coach. You probably don't know what that's like.
Yeah.
And how freeing and how relieving that is. It was all over the place, but 99% support. Every now and then there's somebody digging at you. You know
well,
what I mean?
I mean, come on.
But you expect that.
I mean, as they say, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. As Rob Sala said all throughout the year last year.
Yes,
but
did.
No, it's just par for the course.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.